Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi guys, welcome to Not Your Typical with me, Not Your Typical fitness lover, Caitlin Nolan. I am here with a very special guest today. We never came up with what your, like, not your typical would be. Because remember when I first started the podcast, you were like, every time you have a guest on, you should, like, have them be a not so typical and then something that they're into. Like, what would, I don't know what yours would be, but.
Gamer or photographer.
Instagram boyfriend. Yeah. But if you guys haven't caught on yet, today's episode's with Hunter Carmona, my boyfriend of 5 years. If you can't hear also, Hunter just picked up his coffee, but we got some Starbucks before this so that we would be fully
locked in,
energized, and ready for the convo today. Which, if you're new here or you haven't watched my pod or my YouTube videos, Hunter and I live together. We have a puppy together, so I thought it'd be fun to have him on. Why don't you give yourself a little five second elevator pitch.
My name's Hunter. I'm a senior at Arizona State studying computer science. I'm an Instagram boyfriend and part-time videographer.
He is a lot of the behind the scenes. I feel like you have so many like parts to my social media career. Like I couldn't have done it without you for sure. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he said that he like goes to school at ASU engineering, and it's cool because I feel like the dynamic that Hunter and I have is really cool just because we're so opposites in so many different things. Like obviously we see eye to eye in a lot of things in life, which we'll talk about today. But just in general, we are just two really different people. My personality is different than yours, our interests, and even just like what we do for work. I'm in like a very creative field. Like social media, you guys know, is just very creative and filming, and it's a lot of like ideas and creativity. And then you do a lot of like numbers, and like your brain is just insane. It literally blows my mind every day how smart Hunter is, which is another reason why I wanted to have him on, because I think he's so, you just live your life very well.
Strategic,
well.
Calculated.
No, not calculated, but also if you guys can hear like any cars or anything, that is fully because we're recording in my living room, which I've never done, but it's okay. It adds
some ambiance.
Yeah, but you can kick it off.
My not so typical for this week, mm-hmm. I think, is Uber Eats. I've been spending like at least $20 a day on Uber Eats.
Hunter's new thing is like budgeting.
Yeah, I've been tracking my expenses, and that's definitely what I spend the most money on.
Yeah, well, what's like your favorite thing to get? I mean, I know the answer, but tell everyone, like, what's your favorite thing to get on Uber Eats?
Chipotle.
Yeah, for you want to sure. Say your Chipotle order?
Yeah, I get double white rice, double pinto beans, half chicken, half steak, every salsa, guac, cheese, queso. I get like pretty much everything. Mm-hmm.
Almost and then everything. Chips.
Chips, veggies.
And then I drink half your lemonade.
Yeah.
I'll give my Chipotle order too while we're on the topic because it's superior. Everyone has a different opinion on Chipotle, but this is my, I've tried so many Chipotle orders. This is my go-to. I get the brown rice or the white rice, depending on what I feel like, because I like the cilantro and the white rice. Pinto beans, chicken, salsa. I get the hot salsa and the pico, guac. I do the fajita veggies. Is there anything else that I get?
Did you say lettuce?
Oh, and then I do extra lettuce. Thank you for reminding me.
I don't like getting lettuce at Chipotle.
I know, you don't. But you do, you started getting the veggies and you didn't when we first started dating. I think I have a part in that.
Yeah, you do.
I inspired you. The veggies
are so good. Even with like pizza or like anything, I usually get them now.
Yeah.
Just because I like them.
You've just realized that you like veggies now. But, oh, we need to do the second segment, which is the word of the week. If you're new here, this is just something that I started talking about because I like to have an intention for my week. And yeah, so this going forward this week for me is going to be, actually, we'll go off of what I just said, intentional. I want to be intentional with what I'm doing and like the time that I spend on different things. So if I'm going to the pool to relax, I want to be intentional about that and actually relax. Whereas if I'm working, I want to be intentional and actually work and not be scrolling on Instagram every 5 seconds. And I'm really bad at that because my brain goes like a million miles an hour. So that's what I'm going to work on this week. Or not work on, but that's what I'm going to focus on.
Mm-hmm. I think mine would be scheduling. I don't know a good word for that. Maybe like organization.
Mm-hmm.
Because last week I had a bunch of assignments due and I just waited till the last minute to do them. And I just ruined my whole week. But this week I want to get them done in advance so that I have time to just chill.
I like that. Homework.
But you didn't give your obsession of the week.
Oh yeah, I didn't give my obsession. Okay, we're going out of order in today's episode. My obsession this week has been TikTok because I kind of went through this little, like, I don't know, just uninspired phase on TikTok. I've talked about it on the podcast where I'm so not into like the aesthetics anymore. I don't know why, like a flip switch in my brain where I just don't like to create aesthetic content anymore or consume it because I think it brings a lot of comparison. Not that like, I mean, that's such a broad term, but I mean more like curated, like perfected content. Like this week on TikTok, I've just been posting more, not being like, oh, that's not like good enough to post. I've just been like posting it or talking to the camera. I started a new series that's like fitness vlogging. So that's been my obsession this week, is just not being so like perfected in what I'm posting on TikTok, which is like the point of TikTok. But I think since the beginning when I started, I always wanted to like bring value with every piece of content, which I still want to do. It just doesn't need to be like perfect, you know?
Yeah, I feel like when you're trying to do like aesthetic TikToks or whatever, it's very like time consuming and it just takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
That's not the point of the TikTok.
Yeah, it's like that's not even needed when you can still bring value without like getting in your own way and being like, oh, that's like not perfect enough. When it's like, what? And I just like lost sight of that for a minute, and which is okay because you guys know me. Like I just like to evaluate my life, or is that the word? Evaluate?
Yeah, evaluate.
Reevaluate or whatever. And yeah, that's just something that I've been working on lately, is just not being so perfect, like wanting to be perfect, because that's just not realistic. And I want to show to you guys that I'm not perfect. And yeah, but that was a good little beginning, little roundup. But I want to get into the episode because I just think that Hunter and I have been together for so long and we both have such like passion, I think, for helping people or ourselves or like growth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we can really provide value with this episode while it also being like fun and whatever. And also, we did not plan a single thing for this episode. We're really just going with it.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea what the questions are even going to be about.
Yeah. First, I want to start off by just mentioning like my favorite thing about our relationship, which is the fact that Hunter has been with me for every single step of the way of my like journey in life, pretty much like adulthood. And with that, I've had a wellness journey, a fitness journey, struggle with all of those things, my wellness, my fitness journey. And he's been here every step of the way. So I guess we'll start off by asking you just like, one, what was it like being with someone going through so much like transition, and two, like what would be your tip to someone who is in a relationship while also going through a journey, or how was it, you know?
So for the first part, my experience was I was also kind of going through a lot of stuff, so we were both kind of there for each other. So it wasn't this like I'm gonna like sit back and watch you do a bunch of things, because I was also doing a lot of things too. So I think that we were both pretty like motivating to one another, so we put each other in positions to succeed. But I think that just being very supportive and like pushing your significant other to like better themselves, or however you want to word it, is probably the best thing that you can do in that situation, because speaking from experience, that's what we did for each other, and now we're both like doing really, really well.
Yeah,
so that's what I would say is motivation, and just like pushing.
I like that word because who you surround yourself with, like whether it be in your relationship or your friendship, they should be challenging you. And I think, like, I've heard, I don't know if this is like a quote or just someone's, I don't know. I've heard this like motivational quote where it was like, if you're in a room with your friends and like your closest people to you and you're the best one in the room, like you need to be surrounding yourself with better people, or you know what I mean? Because
yeah.
The people who you surround yourself with, you should be like looking up to or be inspired by them, and they should be holding you to like a standard and pushing you, motivating you, uplifting you. So that's like literally like exactly how I feel about us is any time that I was struggling or am struggling or anything, like when I come to you, I always leave the conversation feeling super uplifted. And it's important to like kind of analyze your life and think, is the person I'm with doing that for me? Do I, when I open up to them or when I talk about things that I'm going through or trying to achieve, do I leave the conversation feeling inspired, motivated, you know? And that's who we need to keep in our life, whether it's your friend or a relationship. My tip would be, if you are in a relationship and you're trying to go on your own journey but also connect and stuff, is be patient. Because when you are going through stuff, or if you're growing, like we're all like growing every single day, so not only being patient with yourself but also being patient with your partner, because they are also going through things, and sometimes some days are harder than other days. So you want to make sure that you're being just as patient with them as you would want them to be with you. And that's something that we've always done good at, I would say. Definitely now, like, we're just very much, we know that if someone's if one of us is having a harder day, that we need to either give them more love that day or just be like extra patient. So I love both of those words that you said, pushing, and I said patience. My next question is kind of shifting gears, where when I started on social media, it was like very random, you know, like it happened like really fast. What would you say is like your favorite part and your least favorite part of being with someone who does social media?
My favorite part, I think it's just cool to say that, I mean, like, it's not even me, but it feels like I can say that that is like my achievement too.
Yeah.
So just like telling people about it, like, it's just a very, not obscure, but like not a very common job to have someone be in like social media. So when you talk to people that also know what that is, then I think it's, that's really cool. And I like talking to people when they understand that.
Well, yeah, because I think we both have always loved YouTube.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people do. Like, sometimes I'll talk to people and they're like, oh yeah, I never really got into YouTube. And I'm like, really? Like,
yeah.
I literally have always watched YouTube. And there's just so many different genres. And I think that you also really loved YouTube. So I love that you like understood it. Whereas if you never watched YouTube, you'd be like, why are you filming yourself like right before bed? Or, you know, like, it'd be so weird to you. But you've always had such a love for YouTube, like watching it, that it totally made sense to you. So I think that like helped with you thinking it was like actually a good thing and not being like, wait, what are you doing?
Yeah. And I mean, I've always watched like video game like YouTubers and streamers, and I've always like, it's always like a cool thing to like think about and be like, oh, I wish I could do that. So the fact that I'm kind of doing it is pretty cool.
Yeah. What's your least favorite?
I don't even know what my least favorite would be. I mean, it's not even really least favorite, but I guess like waiting. That would be the only thing, is like taking pictures and stuff of like our food.
Yeah.
But I don't even really care about that anymore. But
I can see that too, because I'm really bad at having like a balance and setting boundaries between work and personal life, which I'm like working on. And I've talked about that a lot, because what I do for work is showing my life. So when we go to dinner, like, even if sometimes I'm like, well, I probably won't film dinner, I get there and I'm like, well, I want to show them dinner, you know? So it's hard for me. So I understand that totally. And even though it is something that you said, like, might be like the bottom, like the most negative thing, I feel like you're still so like supportive about that. Cause you'll literally be like, can I eat? And I'm like, yes, literally eat. I'll just like film my food or whatever. But my favorite thing about social media so far, other than like obviously the fact of like helping people, connecting with people, but like in terms of our relationship, is I love that like I get to like work from home, and it happens that you also work from home. So I just love how much more time we get to spend together. It's like insane. Like, I don't think people realize we are together all day long. mm-hmm. in it's not like we're all, like talking the whole time. You're obviously working and I'm doing my own thing, but I just like feel comfort around you, so I just like love that part.
Yeah, when we first started dating, that's how it was too. We were together like all the time. So now that we get to do it again, that's like probably why we like it so much.
Yeah, it's probably like a good thing but also a bad thing, because yeah. if you have to go back to the office, I'm gonna be like, what? That would just be hard. But with working from home, because I know that you work from home and I know that they know that now, what would you like say for like productivity tips? What are like things that you do daily to stay like productive, like working from home and being not your own boss, but when you do work from home, even if you aren't your own boss, you technically are, because you have to like keep yourself on task.
Yeah. I think it's hard because I would say a majority of people that do work from home aren't like working the whole time. And what I do to like combat that is that I know that I'm going to be the most productive in the beginning, like when I first start my shift. So during that time, I usually try and get the most work done. And then I'll just have to take little breaks throughout the day. I don't know. It's hard. It's really hard to stay productive at home because there's so many distractions. But I would say that definitely like trying to get as much done in the beginning when you first start working is the easiest, because that's when you're the most motivated. Like I usually, when I know that I need to get a bunch of things done, I'll do them right when I start working rather than leaving those things at the end of the day, because I won't want to do them at the end of the day.
Yeah, I like that, because you like, you know yourself and you know that you're more productive at the beginning of the day. So you go into it setting yourself up for success, which is, we all know, my favorite thing to do in the world. I personally, working from home, would say to stay productive, you have to have like a goal or like a to-do list or something keeping you on task, especially if you work for yourself, because I know a lot of you guys are also in social media and maybe you are your own boss or working from home. But even it, not even in terms of work, in terms of school or anything, I think that having an actual goal and like list, writing things down and like seeing it, even if it's on your phone or wherever you prefer, I think that that really helps me, and it makes you prioritize those things and you'll like continue to think of those throughout the day and it just keeps you on task.
Yeah, I think that the checklist is definitely, I didn't even realize I do that. I do the checklist for my school and my work. And when you actually have something visual that you can look at and mark things off, I think that really helps with like getting things done and staying motivated.
Yeah.
Because you can check and see like things you have done that day and things you still have to do. And it's like satisfying when you get to check things off and say, yeah, all right, I'm done doing that.
Since we both do work from home, we're obviously around each other a lot. What would you say a tip is for relationships to stay like fun? And if you're either together all the time or you're together for a long time, like obviously we've been together for 5 years, that's so long. What would a tip be to like keep that alive and like keep the relationship alive, you know?
Yeah, I think that a really important thing is when people are working from home, like for me and Caitlin in our case, we don't really think that the other person's like working, because we're together and we're both working. So we're not really thinking about what the other person's doing. So at the end of the day, you'll be like, oh, let's hang out. And I'm like, oh, I'm still working. So you need to like set the boundaries that like these are your work hours and that you're still working during this time. Because even though you're working from home and you're together all day, you're still like doing something separate.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I like to not think of like working as us being together during the day, just because when I'm done working, then I do think of it as us being together, and then it makes it more enjoyable.
Yeah. So having things separate as best as you can, which is definitely hard for me, because like my work is also showing our life, and I love when you're on my videos and like I want to film and we're together. So it's really hard. And I think that's why I've struggled with social media so much, because I'm the same way as you, where I like to have things separate. And I don't want my desk in my bedroom, because I sleep in my bedroom. Yeah. And I think you're kind of the same way, because your desk used to be in our bedroom and now it's not. And I think that you thrive way better. So I think that's such good advice. Just like compartmentalizing, is that the word?
Yeah.
You're smarter than me. So that I'm like, I always ask. Every time Hunter and I are talking, I'm always like, is that the word? Is that this? I just need reassurance that I'm being smart. But yeah, I would definitely say that that's a huge thing that plays a role in keeping us like okay, our relationship okay with being together so much. And another thing I would say, going off of more of like just being together for a long time, because it's not really normal for couples to both be working from home and like be together as much as we are. But in terms of just how long we've been together and keeping it alive is one, like we said at the beginning, if you're constantly pushing yourselves and pushing the other person and growing, you're gonna be finding new hobbies and growing and changing your life, because you're not just like staying at this like flat rate. You're changing and you're growing. So I think that with pushing each other and both trying to grow and meet new people, yeah, it's gonna naturally help you guys with conversation and be excited about things. And also planning things, I think, helps too. Like, I'm so like, oh, let's go to dinner. And I like it to be a thing. I mean, sometimes we obviously are like, oh, I'm hungry, let's go out to eat. But the times that it's like really, really fun is when we're like, let's go on a date and let's go here and then get ice cream and then record a podcast. And, you know, like making it a little bit extra. And it doesn't have to be things that cost money. You know, you can go on a hike. And it's also really special. Like, if you're like, oh, let's go to dinner or let's go to San Diego. And, you know, it's like shows the person that you want to spend time with me, because you could go alone to hike or whatever, but you like want to be with me. So making plans and then also following through with the plans is also important. You know, like once you set a date, like stick to it, I think.
Yeah, I think planning is definitely a really big thing, because I think we got to a point like last year or the year before where we would just like go out and just do whatever, and we wouldn't really like, that just became normal for us. But even if that's the case for like your relationship, it's always good to like kind of state it before you do it, because once you kind of like put it in the air, hey, let's go to dinner tomorrow night, then it instantly becomes more special than rather than like you guys are sitting on the couch and you're like, oh, let's just go get something to eat, and then that's it.
Yeah. Well, what you said too, how we did that last year, Hunter and I both like went through like quarantine and stuff together. And we like definitely quarantined a lot longer, I think, than most people. And being isolated for that long, we were just at the end of it, we were like, I cannot be home a second longer than I need to. So we were constantly going out to eat. And it just kind of became not like special, like you said, and like not fun. And it was not that it wasn't fun, but because it was. And we were trying a bunch of new places. And I think we also needed that for our mental health and just getting out of the apartment. We were sick of being home. I think a lot of people were. But yeah, we like went through a period of time where we weren't really like planning things. And when I lived with my roommates, we also used to always talk about this, where once we lived together, it was like we were hanging out all the time and seeing each other all the time, that we stopped being like, oh, let's go to dinner this night or let's hang out this night. And it just became more routine. And when it falls into routine, it is like less exciting. So even if you aren't listening to this podcast because you're trying to better your relationship or whatever it is, even if you're just thinking about like your friendships, I think that making sure you're actually planning things is really going to help you guys.
It doesn't even have to be planning, at least just like labeling it as something. So if you're going to go hang out with someone, like give it a time or call it something, and then that instantly makes it probably more special in your mind when it's coming up, than rather than just going and just doing it.
Another thing is being present when you're there, because especially with like the day and age that it is and how society is and social media and how prevalent it is, you could sit there and scroll the whole time at dinner. And I think that we've fully made it really important that if we're out on a date or we're at dinner or we're having like a personal conversation or something, like we're not on our phones. And even if we have to go on our phones, because obviously sometimes like your parents text you or whatever it is, we're always like very aware that we're like, oh, sorry, I'm replying to my mom real quick. Even when we're at dinner, it's hard too when there's like a QR menu.
Oh, yeah.
And then you forget that you're on the QR menu, you just swipe up, go on Instagram. At least I freaking do that.
I do that with like sports and like looking at scores. I'll just like look at the menu and then I just completely forget.
Yeah, it's so easy to like get sidetracked. But yeah, we definitely made it a priority to put our phones away. Like, you do not need to be on your phone. Even if I'm like posting Instagram stories and stuff, I always take the picture and stuff, and then I put my phone down and I'll post it later, because there's nothing more important than being present. And that's not just at dinner, but it's also just when you're spending quality time together, you need to be present and listening and actually being there, you know, not just like chilling. Yeah, I mean,
there's like really no reason to go on your phone if you're with someone, because anything that you're doing on your phone can wait an extra hour.
Yeah, exactly.
And for the most part.
And also I think like we go on our phones because we're bored, or like we're like trying to hang out with someone, kind of like if you're watching YouTube, you want to feel like you're with a friend. So like you said, there's literally no point because you are with someone. So be present in that moment. And then if you happen to want to go on TikTok for some reason, you really want to scroll and laugh, like make it a thing together. Like both go on TikTok or both watch YouTube.
We used to do that a lot. We mm-hmm. would go on TikTok together.
Yeah, we used to, when TikTok first became a thing at the beginning of the quarantine, me, Hunter, and his sister Josie, we would literally scroll on TikTok for like 3 hours because it was so new and funny. And yeah. we were like, oh my gosh. And it's crazy to think that like now that's what I do for work.
Yeah.
Because we would have never, ever thought, like literally would have never thought. So it's insane. It's like very full circle.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask Hunter some of the questions that you guys asked him, because I put a question box on my story. I put like 3 question boxes at this point because we've been wanting to film or record this for a while. So let's do like fire questions. So you want to
The people that replied are probably like, I've already answered this 3 times.
Yeah. Let's do it like quickly.
Okay.
Okay, this is an easy one. Does he think it's crazy that you do social media for a job now?
I think it's crazy, like it's cool crazy that you're doing that, but not like in a weird way. Like, yeah. Why would you be doing that?
Oh, this is a good one. What is the hardest part about living together?
I would say we're both pretty dirty people. Like, honestly, we really don't care. Like, we'll throw clothes on the...
You were going to say food. I was like, wait.
I almost said food. We'll throw like clothes on the floor, or like we'll leave dishes out. It's fine when that's one person doing it, but now it's 2 people, so the mess is just doubled.
Yeah. I think the better word is messy, not dirty.
Did I say dirty? I meant messy.
But, I mean, it is dirty. It gets to a point where you're so messy that it's dirty.
I actually have 2.
Okay.
Second one would be, since you do a lot of recipes and stuff, so I probably do the dishes like, and you guys can reply and say that this isn't normal because Caitlin thinks it is, but I do the dishes probably like 5 to 6 times a week.
Yeah. Like, I think once a day is normal, but I think it's because I've always cooked so much. And by the way, in case you're listening and you're like, what the heck, why does she make him do all the dishes? We have like different roles that we play, which is something that I would definitely recommend if you're living together. If one person doesn't mind doing the dishes, it's worked for us where that's who does the dishes. And I don't mind picking up and organizing and doing the laundry. So having like not like a chore chart, which unless that works for you, that doesn't work for us, but just we know who is supposed to do what, and it really works that way for us.
Yeah. And if you both don't want to do it, then you have to split it.
Yeah. Okay, someone said, how did you meet? Should I answer this one?
Yeah,
at a party right before high school started, and I was obsessed with Hunter. Like, literally, I just like knew. And it's funny because I still feel the same way. Like, every time we're like in a group setting and I like see you across the room, like it's exactly how I felt that freaking day, which is so weird. And like, I don't remember it that much. I mean, we all know I have like the worst memory, but I just remember being like, oh my god, he's really, really cute. And I don't even think I like told anyone, because it was just like, you're meeting so many people at the beginning of high school. And yeah. Do you remember? You don't remember meeting me that day.
I don't even really remember I just remember it was like a huge party and there was like a bunch of people there.
Yeah.
And no one knew like anyone, because our high school was like 8 different middle schools combined.
Mm-hmm. We always got along so well in high school though. Like we texted every freaking day and it was always so fun. And I was always just like, oh my god, I literally love talking to Hunter. And then we started dating our senior year of high school, and then we've been dating ever since. We also went through 1 year of long distance. Mm-hmm. And now we live together. We've lived together for 2 years. And then, yeah. How does Hunter feel about wellness?
I don't even know how to answer that.
It's a hard question.
How do I feel about it? I don't know how to answer it, but I do care.
You're into wellness.
Yeah. Like, I think everyone should be into wellness.
Yeah. To me, at least, like, equals so many different things, like your happiness, your day-to-day life, your mental health, physical health, everything. So I think that with being with me, maybe it's like become more apparent. I don't know. Yeah. But I mean, you played sports and stuff growing up, like you've always been into feeling good.
Yeah. Oh, that's how I would describe wellness, is just working to make yourself feel good. Yep. And I think everyone should do that.
What's your favorite thing about each other?
I already kind of said mine. The motivating thing. Like how we motivate each other. Yeah. That would be my favorite thing about you. Because it pushes me to be good.
Yeah. I said this in my YouTube video, but my favorite thing about you is just that you're like a ride or die person. And that's like not only with me, but also with like your friends. And you're just very loyal and supportive. And also just the fact that you're really fun to be around. Like, I just have so much fun when we're together. I'm like, when are you going to propose? I'm just kidding. How did you know that he was the one for you? I would say listening to myself and how I feel when I'm with him and when I'm around him. And then after, too. Like, I don't know. I feel like every time I talk to you guys about something in a podcast, like saying to listen to your body and listen to your own like response to things, I really do that in my life. And I just always feel uplifted around you. So do you guys both have similar daily routines?
No. Well, actually, lately, yeah. We used to not have, we were like completely opposite. Mm-hmm. But then I started taking Coco out on walks in the morning. So we both kind of wake up at the same time and do the same stuff.
Well, having a puppy together, 5 months now.
Yeah, 5 months.
It was happy her birthday. Coco. Yeah, happy birthday, Coco. She's at the groomer right now. But before having a puppy, totally not. Like, I did my own thing and then we would hang out at the end of the day. It's just weird. Like, now that you're working from home and like after the pandemic, it's just been so weird. But pre-pandemic life, like, we had totally different schedules because we did different jobs and I always work out and you play video games and stuff like that. So we're always having different schedules. I'm an early riser and you're not, simply.
Yeah.
But in terms of like fitness and stuff, like, that's definitely like, we don't really do anything like that together. And I actually kind of like it because I've always said that because we're so opposite in our passions, I think that's where we both like grow separately. And that's helped our relationship, having things that we're both like, we have passion for that we do alone. You know, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you also were passionate about fitness and were going with me to the gym every day, like, that's obviously not a bad thing if you're both into fitness. But why it works for us is because we do so much together that me going to the grocery store and resetting my life on a Sunday and going to the gym, those are things that I do alone. And it's because you don't really like them. So like, yeah, I could be like, oh, will you go to the gym with me and like really try and get you there, which you would if I really wanted you to, and I know that, but I don't, you know, because that's like my thing. And then you have your own things and you love being on the computer, and I have to like let you do your things because you let me do mine, you know. That's what helps us. What would you say is like your passions outside of like things that we do together?
Video games are definitely, I play a lot of video games, which sounds like a bad thing, but I'm a firm believer in doing what you want to do, and if video games are what you want to do or watch TV, then do it.
Exactly, because you have to have things that take your mind off of work and stress. And also, that's your time with your friends. Like, you're always, every single second of the day you're chatting with, or not every single second that you're playing, you're on your headset, you're talking with your friends, and like, that's like a really important part of your day. And you notice it when you don't do it that day.
Yeah.
So that's how, that's a direct way you can see, what am I passionate about? Well, if you're not doing it one day, and then on those days that you're not doing it, you're missing it, or you feel like you aren't as happy that day because you didn't do it, that's your passion. You're passionate about it. It could be reading. It could be playing video games, working out, cooking, just anything that brings you joy. So there's no such thing as a bad, well, I was going to say there's no such thing as a bad hobby. Like, I don't know, if someone's hobbies, like, I don't know. I guess
there could be bad ones, but for the most part.
I just mean, like, if you love something, like, don't let someone tell you it's, like, not worth your time. I would never say, oh, I don't like video games, so it's not worth your time, when it's not my time.
Exactly.
I don't know how you feel when you play it.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite meal that I cook?
Chili. We used to have pasta like all the time, but then we ate it way too much and we don't do it anymore.
We have a tendency of eating the literal same meal over and over and over and over until we absolutely hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally think about like the sauce. We used to get sauce like every weekend or like every day.
Yeah.
All the time. All of the restaurants we used to get like every single day, now we hate. And I think we're approaching that feeling with Takaya.
Yeah, I think I'm past that feeling. I don't really like Takaya anymore.
I'm not past it. But I think
it's because the Takaya next to our apartment is just not it.
Like, we literally got bowls the other day and the rice was, like, not cooked.
Yeah.
I still liked it, though. I'm not officially uninterested in Takaya. Like, I literally want to go there for lunch after this, which I think we will. Because it's the fastest, easiest thing. But, yeah, we just eat it so much. Like, literally 3 times a week. It's just so good. It makes me feel good, too. I like food that makes me feel good. How did you guys know that you were ready to move in together?
You go first.
Okay. I would say because we weren't using living together as fixing something. Like, we didn't think, oh, well, we don't have enough quality time together, so that's why we need to move in together. It wasn't to fix anything. Or, like, some people might, like, I don't know, there could be situations where someone's, oh, well, we need to live together because it'll financially help us. You know, not using living together to fix something in your relationship. We wanted to live together because we felt our relationship was ready for it and that it would be, like, fun and exciting, but it was never to fix something. And I think that that is, like, a really important question to ask yourself before moving in together.
Yeah, I agree. We wanted to experience living together, but it wasn't more so to, like, make hanging out together or anything like that easier. It was mm-hmm. more we wanted to do it, so mm-hmm. we just did it.
Yeah.
But to know if you're ready for that, I think it's different for every relationship. That'd yeah. be kind of hard to...
That's a good point, because with even when I always talk about fitness journeys and wellness journeys, every single journey is going to be different. Every relationship is going to be different. So even if we're talking about something that we're passionate about and thinking that it really helped our relationship, those things might not help your relationship, but it's important to just be, like, open-minded and also be like, okay, if your relationship is different, you know, like, obviously every relationship, every person, every body, like, everything is just so unique and different. And we can only speak from our experience and what we, like, can try and bring light to. Let's end it off with, what's one lesson you've learned from each other?
Give me a sec. I gotta think of that.
As I drink my coffee.
I think that mine would be that there's no clear cut. What you think could be your life in, like, a year, the complete opposite of that could happen, and it could be a good thing. So I think that would be, like, to expect kind of the unexpected and welcome it. Like Coco, for example, we did not know we were gonna get Coco, and then we just got her one day and that was it, and she's, like, the best thing ever now.
Yeah. Something that I've learned from you is to live life more simply and not take things so deeply. I think that you live life in a way where you want to be happy. So you make it an effort to make sure that your mindset is just, like, positive. Like, for example, like, you leaving the military, your foot getting hurt and you not being able to be in the military anymore. Instead of being like, oh, I can't be in the military anymore. Like, this is the worst thing in the world. Like, you don't let it affect you to the point where it's going to destroy the next year of your life or, like, your future. You like, power through things and you, like, choose to move on. And I'm really bad at, like, moving on from things and stuff like that. So you've helped me and taught me that lesson of just being more positive and not taking things so freaking deeply like I freaking do every day. It could be the smallest thing. Like, even at the grocery store, if I, like, I'm like, oh, well, what if they thought I was being rude because I didn't, like, say thank you or whatever? You're like, it's okay. It already happened. Like, we need to move on. Yeah. So just, like, moving on from things.
And I'm a prime example of that happening too, because I literally was going to school for wrestling. I had, like, full ride, and then I got hurt. And from the outside looking in, that looks like it would be, like, not good. But
worst thing ever.
It was, like, definitely the best thing possible that could happen to me, because now I go to school for what I want to go to school for, and I get to live at home.
Today's episode was so fun. Now I'm like, can you just be the co-host of the podcast? It's very fun to have someone to bounce ideas off of and stuff. But thank you so much for coming on. I love you.
Thank you for having me. I love you too.
And we're going to end it here. The journal prompt this week is going to be, I think, because we talked a lot about, like, passions and doing your own thing and, like, growing on your own and being an individual while also being in a relationship, or even if you're not in a relationship, just being your own person and being passionate about things. I think it'd be fun if you wrote about things that you are passionate about, and it can be little things too. Like, for me, I've just recently got more into reading and journaling this past, like, 2 to 3 years. Just think of the little things that you could consider a hobby, or even things that you want to start doing that could be a hobby, and write about those, and then try and start incorporating those more. Kind of goes off of, like, what we did last week, which was, like, what are the things that energize you, but try and focus more on, like, hobbies, like cooking or going hiking, things like that. So thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. Let me know if you liked having Hunter on as a guest, what you thought of the episode. I love hearing feedback. Don't forget to give it a rating, and I will see you guys next week.